You're listening to SBS News.
In February, NASA astronaut Christina Koch returned to Earth after almost 11 months in orbit, setting a record for the longest spaceflight by a woman. Koch wrapped up her 328-day mission after her first flight into space, providing researchers the opportunity to observe the effects of long-duration spaceflight on a woman. During her nearly 11 months in orbit, Koch took part in the first all-female spacewalk with fellow NASA astronaut Jessica Meir, something she described as the highlight of her mission and for which the pair were congratulated by President Donald Trump.
Congratulations, Christina and Jessica, on this historic event. This is truly historic.
One of Ms. Koch's fellow astronauts aboard the International Space Station was Italy's Luca Parmitano. Parmitano later admitted he decided that during his first mission aboard the ISS in 2013, he decided not to show some pictures of the impacts of climate change visible from space because he wanted to inspire people with the adventure of spaceflight. But this time, he decided it was important to raise an alert.
I had several egregious cases of devastating events that happened while I was in orbit. Hurricanes, several hurricanes, flooding, forests burning.
It wasn't just climate change that was a concern to the astronauts. They were probably the only human beings alive guaranteed not to be able to catch COVID-19, at least not while they were in orbit. NASA's Chris Cassidy reflected on the global virus outbreak.
Leaving Earth amidst the global crisis and the shutdown, worldwide quarantine, we were commenting before we launched that we knew as a crew we were going to be in quarantine about 9 months ago or a year ago, those exact weeks. But we didn't know the whole rest of the world was going to join us.
But it wasn't just a global pandemic which made this year different for America's astronauts. There was the U.S. presidential election to contend with.
And liftoff. Kate Rubin, Sergei Ryzhikov, and Sergei Kuznetsov now on their way to the International Space Station.
In October, NASA astronaut Kate Rubin journeyed to the International Space Station for a six-month stay along with two cosmonauts. Speaking before the launch, Rubin said she planned to cast her vote from space, more than 200 miles above Earth.
I think it's really important for everybody to vote, and if we can do it from space, then I believe folks can do it from the ground too.
November the 2nd marked 20 years of continuous human habitation of the ISS. The orbiting lab was a cramped, humid, puny three rooms when the first crew moved in. Two decades and 241 visitors later, the complex has a lookout tower, three toilets, six sleeping compartments, and 12 rooms. Astronauts from 19 different countries have floated through the space station hatches, including many repeat visitors who arrived on shuttles for short-term construction work and several tourists who paid their own way. NASA astronaut Scott Kelly, who spent a record-breaking 340 days on board the space station, reflected on the anniversary in early October.
This is the hardest thing we've ever done, I think harder than going to the moon. And it is really a testament of the fact that if we put our minds to something, if we listen to the experts, if we work together as a team, we can accomplish some incredible things.
After passing a major test in mid-January, SpaceX delivered two astronauts to the ISS in late May, the first private company to do so. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk.
To be back in the saddle again and to be launching frequently with an astronaut crew, I think it's something that matters to all Americans and to people worldwide.
NASA had to turn to private companies to haul cargo and crew to the space station after the shuttle fleet retired in 2011. In July, it was announced that French astronaut Thomas Pesquet will become the first European to ride a SpaceX capsule to the International Space Station early next year, spending about 6 months on the orbiting lab. He's impressed by the SpaceX technology.
It's great to be the first European to fly on a Crew Dragon. I flew on Soyuz before, very reliable, but now it's a completely different new vehicle, completely modern.
He's expected to journey to the ISS in spring 2021, spending about 6 months on the orbiting lab. In December, NASA named the 18 astronauts, half of them women, who will train for its Artemis moon landing program. The first woman and next man on the moon will come from this elite group. Vice President Mike Pence introduced the astronauts at the close of his final meeting as chairman of the National Space Council.
My honor to announce the names of the Artemis astronauts who will take us back to the moon and beyond. Joe Acaba. (Clears) My fellow Americans, I give you the heroes of the future who will carry us back to the moon and beyond, the Artemis generation.
NASA is planning humanity's return to the surface of the moon for 2024, with the first Artemis astronauts landing on the lunar South Pole. Alan Lee, SBS News.